Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal judge invalidated the results of an oil and gas lease sale in the Gulf of Mexico on Thursday, saying the Biden administration failed to properly account for the auction's climate change impact. Judge Randolph Contreras of the United States District Court in D.C. ruled the end of the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management's lease sale 257. That sale generated more than $190 million. As expected, the offshore drilling industry slammed the decision. It's now official. After 24 hours of the media and government officials saying Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer was going to retire, Justice Breyer made it official Thursday. President Biden then addressed the nation that the next Supreme Court justice will be based on gender and skin color.
Will be some of the extraordinary qualifications, character, experience, and integrity. And that person will be the first black woman ever nominated to the United States Supreme Court.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Where the federal government has failed at the U.S.-Mexico border, state attorney generals are meeting to plan a strategy.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Thursday spoke at a two-day border summit for 12 state attorneys general to discuss security at the U.S. southern border. Abbott accusing President Biden of being indifferent to the impact illegal immigration has in the United States.
Joe Biden doesn't care about victims of human trafficking. If he cared, he would step up and do something about it. But he does not care about the carnage that he's causing to lives and communities across the entire country.
The Biden administration has focused on the root causes of mass migration, including crime and poverty, in countries where migrants are fleeing from. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
After 18 seasons with the NFL's Pittsburgh Steelers, Ben Roethlisberger announced his retirement on Thursday. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As Russian-Ukrainian tensions rise in Eastern Europe, one congressman is worried the president will blunder this foreign policy challenge as bad, if not worse, than Biden handled Afghanistan. Reports that the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine is urging Americans to leave the country is one example. So says Representative Jeff Van Drew from New Jersey on Newsmax.
Well, it tells me that we're in a situation where we obviously have a president that's weak. We can't afford to pull another Biden on this. We can't do what happened in Afghanistan. I think we're going to have to stand strong, and quite frankly, and rather than just have sanctions after something happens, I think we should begin with at least some sanctions now to let the Russians know that we're serious and that we're strong and that we're going to arm up. We're not going to put our troops there, but we're going to have the troops that are there, the Ukrainian troops, have the arms that they need, have the power they need to deal with this in any way possible. The sanctions, I think, should start to begin now, because rather than retreating, rather than going a little bit softer, Putin is actually going harder. This is no joke. This is just one more thing that this president has screwed up It's so unbelievable. Every time I think you couldn't do anything worse, you couldn't make another mistake, somehow he's on his way to doing that. And by the way, this all is happening because of the weakness that he portrays to the world.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hello, America. Bill Martinez here. And we've got Dr. John Zemarek from Stream.org joining us right now. And, you know, quite interesting. John, I don't know if you heard yesterday. First of all, good morning. Good to have you with us.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard Molly Hemingway's quick response yesterday about President Biden's statement that, you know, we don't want any white women, any white men, only a black female to apply for this SCOTUS position to replace Justice Breyer. Well, you know, she just flat out called it for what it was and how dangerous it is that this is not only sexist, but it's racist on its face. And it's ironic that here it is, you know, the woke Democratic left and the party and all that. I'm surprised that they didn't have some sort of drag queen, consideration, because, you know, drag queens are OK. They're fitting for our kids. Why not as a Supreme Court justice?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're treating the highest court in the land as if it was a job at the DMV. I need to tell you something sobering, Bill. I was sexually molested by Joe Biden's nominee in the summer of the 1980s. I can't go into detail now. I'm still struggling with my memories. But as soon as Joe Biden is willing to release the name, I will have more and more details to offer you.
Now, did you send a letter to Dianne Feinstein's office?
Ted Cruz's office.
Okay.
Yeah, so and I expect the media to take my claim seriously, even if I never substantiate any of my assertions. This person, whoever he or she is, and I'm looking forward to the Biden administration finally, you know, helping my memory by releasing the name. I'll have a lot more to tell the media, you know, once I know the person's name. I wrote a piece about this for Stream.org, saying whoever the nominee is sexually molested me in the 80s. And I went through.
Would you please stand up or something here, huh?
Yeah.
And identify yourself.
Me too. Hashtag me too.
Yeah, exactly. John, I'll tell you, you know, I am really not looking forward to this deal, because what happens is you've got to suffer through all these senators that don't know anything about the Constitution or little.
Right.
I mean, I think what they ought to do as a prerequisite is demand that every senator that would ask a question, that they must have read the Constitution.
Yeah, that could be a test.
Yeah, really. I mean, you know, they don't. We already know they don't read any of the bills. Everything's already left up to staff and everything. But go ahead.
You know, was really going to be repulsive? Republicans like Lindsey Graham getting up there and praising this person. Whatever communist Joe Biden sends, if it's Angela Davis or Tawana Brawley, Lindsey Graham and other rhinos are going to go and they're going to talk about how fabulously qualified she is, and they're going to act like they're shaming Democrats. Oh, you see, the Democrats won't vote for Supreme Court justices who oppose their view of the Constitution. But we are nonpartisan. We just care about the person's professional qualifications. Bull. Absolute garbage. The Democrats have the right idea. We should be borking any nominee who's not pro-life and pro-gun. And we should be fighting them tooth and nail instead of rolling out the red carpet for Stacey Abrams to waltz onto the court. The illusion that that's somehow going to make the Democrats play fair the next time there's a Brett Kavanaugh.
Yeah. Where's Anita Hill?
Yeah, exactly. We need to treat every Democrat the way they treated Clarence Thomas, because this is war. And these people want someone on the court who will rule by decree. The Constitution means drag queen story hour, same-sex marriage, confiscating our guns, restricting our churches. I mean, the Democrats are not Hubert Humphrey and Adlai Stevenson anymore. They're not friendly rivals for power. They're enemies. Enemies the way they were in 1861.
Aren't they worse though, John, than 1861?
Yeah,
I mean, where they are now. I mean, back then, I mean, they still had an idea that they wanted to salvage the republic. Now they don't care. I mean, they want to blow it all up. I mean, it's just disgusting how Republicans somehow feel like they need to support them. This is why, you know, with everything that's going on, you know, in terms of the predicted red wave, I am calling out our listeners and voters to say, look, it's one thing to vote them in, but it's another thing to hold them accountable. You cannot allow them to do what they've done in previous administrations where they have been large and in charge and start wasting a bunch of time. They need to be about the people's business, because there's a lot of things that need to be undone as much as they can with the bicameral control of our government than to sit there and just get into petty fights. Go ahead.
Do you remember 4 years of Lindsey Graham going on the Sean Hannity show saying, oh, we will hold them accountable every week, once a week? Lindsey Graham will get up there and promise us that, you know, if we could give him a hamburger now, he would gladly pay us Tuesday.
It's funny but sad all at the same time, because, yes, see, this is what's happened, and this is why even Republican voters are hesitant, you know, to put these knuckleheads back in charge. But, you know, they know that, yeah, they know it's untenable right now with the Democrats. I mean, everything is a mess. John, I mean, what have they done? What are they doing that you can champion and say they're doing a great job here? I'm straining my brain to come up with one answer.
I mean, affirmative action for those with dementia. The government has a special Olympics for elders who are being abused. What we need is better Republicans. We need about 320 Marjorie Taylor Greens. We don't need any Adam Kinzingers or Liz Cheney's or Mitch McConnell's. Basically, follow Steve Bannon. If Bannon backs somebody, then support them in the primaries. But if they can't get Steve Bannon's backing, then they're probably a rhino who we should just put his head up on the trophy.
You know, and you bring up a good point here in terms of a litmus test. Because, look at, people have been bamboozled all along. As you mentioned, Lindsey Graham and these other Republicans that we thought were on our side, and then we found out later on that they're all traitors, sadly.
Right.
And they've left us all disappointed and hanging here. We've got more from Dr. John's America on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's coming on 15
Hi,
after
I'm the Dan Pillar. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.25% with a 2.44 APR. Start off your new year with a lower rate and half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.44 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.25%. Yes. 2.25% with a 2.44 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603787. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rights subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Hey, we're back with you. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. You know, for those of you that are hearing a replay of this incredible show and our incredible guests over the weekend, welcome. Be aware that we air live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. You can go to BillMartinezShow.com for all the details, along with the host of archives of all these great guests. We're not about 8-second sound bites. We get into depth, as you can tell. Dr. John Zemerick, senior editor with Scream.org, continues with us. John, you know, the one thing that was interesting about President Biden's comments here, especially for all those DEI individuals, you know, there's diverse equity, diversity, equity, inclusion fans, that Joe Biden did affirm that there are only two sexes. Remember during the campaign trail, when asked about how many sexes that there were, I mean, he paused and the best thing he could come up with was three. And I know the West Coast fell off its axis because I think they're up to 70 now at the universities. So he's got a ways to go yet, but he did, in saying that he wanted a woman, he in a sense inferred that God was right and had it right all along, that he did create them male and female, right?
Yeah, I think they should appoint a demisexual spotted and striped furry who identifies as a brony and a unicorn. What a ludicrous spectacle. I just want to emphasize the Democrats' attitude towards Supreme Court nominations is the right one. We should treat every Democrat the way they treated Brett Kavanaugh, every single one, and fight them on the beaches, fight them on the landing ground, fight them in the streets. They are our enemies. They want to lie about the Constitution. They want to rule by decree, want to seize our property, seize our guns, seize control over our children. Anybody who takes the view of the Constitution that is taken by the Democrats is as bad as Tokyo Rose, who did broadcast
exactly.
The Japanese during the war. They are traitors. They are enemies. The Democrats are not our fellow Americans. They are not our neighbors. They are not our friends. They are not our fellow citizens. They are the Nazis on the beach of Normandy. That's how bad these people are. That's how we should treat them in every political situation. We have to treat them the way we treated the Germans in Saving Private Ryan.
How do you defend something you don't believe in, John?
Yeah.
I mean, that's really the question. That's what you're bringing up. And well, Democrats continue to... Yeah, go ahead.
The Democrats elected the secret committee formerly known as Joe Biden, this meat puppet in diapers who wants his ice cream and wants to be patted on the head and probably can barely be restrained from jumping on the leg of foreign diplomats like a lab puppy going on for visitors' legs. I mean, he's barely a conscious human being. Everybody knows it. Everybody's pretending. Who is running the most powerful country in the world? It's
exactly.
Not supposed to be a guessing game. This is, we're not the Turkish in the 17th century where you don't know which eunuch is pulling the strings. Outrageous and absurd that the Democrats would do this to the country.
Here we are. We're the closest to a third world war in the modern era than we've ever been, John.
And
you're asking this question.
We're the closest to being a third world country. So it's great. We get a twofer. We're a third world country going to a third world war. But to fight over Ukraine, which was part of Russia for the last 600 years. I mean, the Russians have a better claim on Ukraine than we have on Texas or California. But the guy who won't defend our borders from Al-Qaeda and the narco-terrorists, the same guy who's letting hundreds of thousands of illegals loose on the country, he's going to go check the passports and the voter IDs in Ukraine to make life safe for Ukraine. Ukraine first, America last.
Exactly. Well, and this is why Blinken and the American contingent got slapped down by the Chinese. Here they are. Blinken's coming in and thinking, you know, he's got the higher righteous ground. And they flat out said, hey, we know you. They all but just said, look, we'll show you pictures of Hunter Biden here and then come and talk to us about, you know, some sort of righteous position that you have. And the fact of the matter is, when you look at it, John, America is looking more like China every day with all this, you know, this special, what Miranda Devine calls the, what did she call them? The Princelians? You know, these it's their version of oligarchs, but those that are close to power, who are well taken care of, and this is where all the wealth and the gazillionaires have that are allowed by the, by the Communist Party to hold right now. So as long as you comply and you're part of the Princelian guard, that's, our version and Russia's versions of oligarchs, right? So the same power base, and of which Biden and Biden Inc. and the family are no different. They're exactly the same. That's why they slapped them down the way they did.
Right. They're the people on Jeffrey Epstein's flight manifest. He used to go to his island. If you feel like the fix is in, you should know that it is.
Yes.
Why didn't Ghislaine Maxwell, why wasn't she forced to give up the names of her clients? Isn't that interesting? You know that. The Democrats want to know everyone on Steve Bannon's Rolodex. They're using the January 6th committee as a pretext to just rip open the files of every conservative lawmaker and grassroots activist in the country on the pretext that they tried to overthrow the government on January 6th. I wish they had, and I wish they'd succeeded, frankly, in stopping that fake election transition. But they didn't. They showed up and they took selfies. That is not what a revolution looks like. What a revolution looks like is what the one we pulled off in Ukraine using the CIA, the color revolution our CIA staged about 5 years ago. What happened in America's cities in the George Floyd riots, that's what a revolution looks like. January 6th looks like a Christmas parade, like the one in Waukesha, Wisconsin, that a black Marxist massacred, killing 15 people and wounding 60. But the moment they found out he was a black Marxist psychopath, that vanished down the memory hole. We're supposed to talk
exactly
about how dangerous Kyle Rittenhouse is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that how many, and if I hear one more time that five police officers were killed during January 6th, I'm going to scream. And
that's
they
right.
Keep,
yeah.
You know, they keep changing the narrative and just flat out lying about it. And, John, I can't even tell you the people, how ignorant people are in not understanding what the facts are. See, and this is what the Democrats have counted on all along. They tell you what you will know, how you shall know it, and how you shall vote. If not, we've got plenty of extra ballots in the left drawer here
that we can,
toss into the mix, right?
I just say that 5,000 police officers were killed on January 6th. Just the way when Louis Farrakhan marched on Washington, I called it the Billion Man March. Why not?
Yes, why not? Yeah, we can say that. And we can
say it's the Trillion Man March. Yeah, we're going to have the Trillion Man March.
Yeah, and then you can... Right, and then you can do what they did in the Trayvon Martin case and Benjamin Crump, an attorney who has flat out lied. The fact that he still hasn't been disbarred is beyond me. For what he did, and this guy, this is the foundation of Black Lives Matter, all built on a lie. Brought to you by Benjamin Crump, and he's the modern day Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton rolled into one.
Put him on the court; he can say he identifies as a woman.
Yeah, well, he can say anything. I mean, that's the Democrats. I mean, they've commandeered our language. They're trying to commandeer our minds as well. But that's why you say, John, that we have to resist and we have to take this all very seriously. Yeah, it's good to have a moment of levity once in a while, because there's no question. All this stuff, is so incredible, and they want us to believe it. So we're not going to take it anymore. Dr. John Zemarek from Stream.org, that's where you go.
Exogen would like you to know about an important new study by the FDA. It confirms what the medical community has always known. Non-contact thermometers are not accurate, and they fail to meet FDA requirements for accuracy in labeling. With new strains of COVID on the rise, we can't afford to tolerate rampant false temperature readings from non-contact thermometers. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. You need Exogen thermometers because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure, be accurate with Exogen. Learn more at Exogen.com.
This whole wall needs to be shelving, too. This is a focal point in our restaurant.
Leilani's new restaurant will have the largest wine cellar in the city. She needs a robust sommelier with notes of procurement manager.
Three sections for France? I mean, this is the biggest...
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal judge invalidated the results of an oil and gas lease sale in the Gulf of Mexico on Thursday, saying the Biden administration failed to properly account for the auction's climate change impact. Judge Randolph Contreras of the United States District Court in D.C. ruled the end of the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management's lease sale 257. That sale generated more than $190 million. As expected, the offshore drilling industry slammed the decision. It's now official. After 24 hours of the media and government officials saying Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer was going to retire, Justice Breyer made it official Thursday. President Biden then addressed the nation that the next Supreme Court justice will be based on gender and skin color.
Will be someone with extraordinary qualifications, character, experience, and integrity. And that person will be the first black woman ever nominated to the United States Supreme Court.
USA Radio News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we've got the one and only DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, and founding member of Project 21 Black Leadership. Hey, DeRoy, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, well, Bill, I've been better, thank you.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, you know, we were just talking about, you know, what has happened with the idea of service in our country. I mean, this is emblematic of the decline of, I don't know if you would just want to call it common courtesy and civility, you know, and the fact that it's just like been thrown out the door. I mean, for a while there in the 70s, I mean, we would hear about the champions of service like Nordstrom, how they would super serve people and other organizations. Now it's like, hey, look, it just, I'm lucky. I mean, I'm being trained now to get lucky. If I just get the product, forget about how I get it. It's just like, if it happens to show up, forget that it, you know, they promised that it's supposed to be delivered at a certain time. Nah, it doesn't matter because,
no,
you know, the excuse of COVID and all these other things are such. But in the process, what concerns me is we're dumbing down our businesses and the American people to such a degree to get them to think that this is acceptable.
Yeah, it's astonishing. I'm really upset right now. I do not want somebody to ring my doorbell in the middle of our discussion. So I ordered some food from Walgreens, some supplies. On their website, it says that we deliver the items to you. They're supposed to get here between 9 and 11. They've not shown up. So I called and said, what's happening? They said, oh, you have to get a third party to deliver them. I said, well, it says on your website, you guys will bring them. It says right now, we received your order. We're working on it now. We'll keep you in the loop with any order updates, changes or notifications. This stuff is out for delivery time. And I called them up. They go, oh, I'm going to get a third party. I said, well, if you guys aren't prepared to deliver your stuff, why are you advertising this on your website? Why is Walgreens getting me all excited this stuff will be delivered to me? And I call them up, and they don't say, well, it'll be delayed, or sorry, it's running late. They say, we don't deliver. What is that? I mean, and I find that my frustration here is over and over and over again, the level of customer service in this country is falling through the floor, and things that we took for granted, like being able to get on line and change an airplane ticket. I had a situation with United where they canceled, all the flight cancellations. They canceled my flight from LAX back to Newark right around January 3rd after the New Year's. And rather than route me on another flight from LAX to Newark, they routed me on a flight through Houston. I want to go nonstop, not with extra stop. So then I went online to fix that. Couldn't fix it online. I spent an hour on the phone getting somebody to fix it over the phone. And then when I tried to check into my flight, the website kept showing me my old previous canceled itinerary and saying, oh, your itinerary's been canceled. I said, I know that. Please give me a boarding pass for the new itinerary. Oh, did you know that your old itinerary was canceled? This went on over and over and over. I had to get back on the phone with United again and have them fix the thing up so they could send me a boarding pass. I mean, rather than spend, I was there with my mom, dad, and one of my two sisters, and I think I spent probably a grand total of 2.5 hours on the phone with United rather than hang out with my family.
Unbelievable.
And New Year's. I mean, and on it goes. So I don't know if it's COVID or lack of education or Xi Jinping. I'm not sure what it is. But all I can tell you is the level of customer service in this country is falling through the floor.
Well, this is like it's like who's on first. You know, we're back to, you know, that comedy, that infamous comedy routine of who's on first. I mean, it's just so insane. But unfortunately, it is the chaotic world we live in. And I guess that's the word for America today is like, how much more chaos can we put up with here?
Well, I think we're probably well beyond our minimum daily requirement of chaos. I mean, you see the economy. You see it with a federal government that seems to paraphrase Ronald Reagan, they don't know their left hand from their far left hand. And then we've got the endless COVID situation with masks. Put on your mask, take off your mask, wear two masks, don't wear a mask, and so on. And, the crime situation, which is sadly not funny, increasingly tragic. Yeah. And, it's just, you get out of bed every morning in America, and it's just, pandemonium. Truly.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, and speaking of crime, as you say, I mean, there you are in New York, and you had these two police officers, young police officers, killed, and and what did they expect to happen? I mean, you defund police, you take 600 police off the streets of New York. They said right away this was going to happen. The guns were going to come out of the chest of drawers and bedrooms and onto the street. And this is exactly, what happened. And you'd think with the new mayor who came from law enforcement that he'd be able to button this down really quick. But he seems to be in a process here.
Yeah, I think all New Yorkers are hoping that our new mayor, Adams, who came in January 1st, he's been there just a little under a month, can get this under control. We've heard some good noises out of him, but we've not really seen any policies per se yet. They're fixing things. He says he wants to get the plainclothes detectives back on the street. That's good news. Although apparently I heard last night that they're supposed to wear police cameras. I don't know how you can be undercover and wear a police camera unless they all have them, on their eye, little tiny micro cameras on their glasses or something like this.
Special Dick Tracy type cameras,
Something like that, exactly. Mm-hmm. But while I wish him luck, we've got Alvin Bragg, this new prosecutor. He said he doesn't want to sentence anybody to more than 20 years for anything. So, you can throw somebody on subway tracks, have that poor lady run over like we saw
with
an Asian background run over and killed by the subway, and he'll only ask for 20 years. So, of course, you do sentence 20 years, you'd probably be out 10. So it's really 10 years probably for killing somebody. So you've got that situation. And he's been talking a lot about getting guns off the streets. Well, I'm always interested in who's actually pulling the trigger. Nothing yet I've heard about getting these people off the streets who are quote-unquote homeless, who don't really have a problem with, maybe their rent went up too high or maybe they couldn't get a proper attractive mortgage rate on their homes. And so they walk around on the streets barefoot and soil themselves and then push people on the subway tracks. Stab people to death, et cetera. I mean, we suffer in this country from what I call the tyranny of euphemy. We use terms that make us all comfortable, like homelessness. Okay, well, let's focus on housing. Well, great. You focus on housing, you build a new building for people who don't have homes, and the problem continues because the problem isn't a housing problem. The problem is a rampant mental illness problem. It'd be like if I'm a doctor, you come to see me with congestive heart failure, and I say, oh, don't worry, it's just a rash. Here's some eczema cream. Feel good because you don't have a heart failure. I feel good because I'm giving you some cream, and you walk out the door, you still have congestive heart failure, and that skin cream isn't going to do you much good. So we focus on, quote-unquote, homelessness when we really should call this a massive outdoor mental illness, drug addiction, and severe alcoholism problem. And if we talked about those things, we'd address that problem rather than addressing housing, which in most of these cases is irrelevant to the situation.
And, of course, when you're talking drugs, all roads lead to our southern border with all the opioids and fentanyl crossing the border every day in record numbers. And this administration is happy just to leave it open to the degree that we have an incredible number, you know, which they caught on camera, of single male adults. We're not talking family members here, illegals that have been sent out into the interior of our country pal-mal, and you know, who's gonna pay for that at every level? I mean, not just in the cost of travel, but what kind of cost will be incurred because of their illegality and murders that they perpetrate in the communities that they've been sent to?
You're absolutely correct about this, and as you say, news channels covered this. Bill Malugin, who does wonderful work on the border,
yes,
excellent.
Right.
One of our best correspondents. He's about 33 years old. He's doing excellent work, and he was down there with a crew, and they got footage of these guys coming up, and they come across the border. Buses drop them off at some location. I think it's Brownsville, Texas. And they walk out the back. They hop into cabs. They go to the airport. They get on planes. They fly all around the country. Atlanta, Houston, Miami. I mean, some of these people cross the border, and they're on planes off to the U.S. interior within 2 or 3 hours. And as you say, these are not just, you know, mom, dad, and the kids who just want better lives. These are single adult males in their 20s and 30s, and they're not just coming from Mexico and El Salvador. They're coming from all over the place. Two of the guys on camera from China probably have people coming from places like, you know, garden spots like Yemen and Afghanistan and Sudan and so on. Who knows what their intentions are? And Brandon's view is throw it wide open and come on down.
Exactly.
Come on in. And,
yeah.
And the goal, is what I call FDA, Future Democrats of America. That's what it's all about.
Exactly. Got to go to break. More from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate of 2.25% with a 2.44 APR. Start off your new year with a lower rate and half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.44 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance, and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.25%. Yes, 2.25% with a 2.44 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603-787. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with Jeroy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, founding member of Project 21 Black Leadership Network. Jeroy, as we were talking about the these illegals that are being, you know, sent all over the interior of our country, and Joe Biden is, I mean, he's on a different agenda, clearly. You know, the border agents are so frustrated. I mean, you know, we talk about frustration just dealing with commerce today. How would you like to have that job to where you don't even have a fair chance to be successful? That you see, I mean, here you are, you're a law and order person, and you see laws blatantly ignored. I mean, even to the degree where a federal judge tells the Biden administration, you must adhere to the hold on Mexico, stay in Mexico policy. And basically, the Biden administration thumbs their nose to the federal judge. I mean, what is going on? It's no wonder we got chaos.
It's a situation of complete lawlessness. You know, you've got the Biden administration, the Biden administration, whatever you call them, ignoring laws they're supposed to enforce. They may not like those laws. That's great. You don't like a law, go to Congress and say, look, we don't like the old law. Give us a new law. And you debate in the House and Senate. If they pass it, you send the president, he signs it, and then he can enforce the law you like. Until then, there's the law on the books, which the President of the United States is required to enforce, and you're seeing them just sort of picking and choosing which laws they wish to enforce. Same thing with these far-left George Soros-funded prosecutors at the local level. They're saying, well, you know, we don't really want to enforce the homicide law. We don't really want to enforce the shoplifting law. You know, if you want to resist arrest or engage in assault, that's cool. We're not going to enforce that. They've really come in and said, you know, here's a list of laws we're not going to enforce anymore. I mean, that is complete bedlam. I mean, essentially what you're doing is you're turning yourself as a prosecutor into a one-man legislature and saying, well, exactly. I hereby personally get rid of this law because I'm not enforcing it, essentially. And so it's really, it's a form of dictatorship, quite frankly. And that's what we're seeing. And the result, it'd be one thing if the result were good and you saw crime rates come down and, you know, more peace and harmony in the streets. Instead, you see the complete opposite, which is totally predictable, which is more meddling, more chaos, shoplifting, thefts, carjacking, exactly. Rapes and homicides, and the dead bodies pile up.
Yeah, it is amazing. And you had the president and the Democrats, of course, supporting the defunding of police. And, of course, he stepped back and Jen Psaki was trying to, you know, I don't, I'll tell you, DeRoy, next to
being a border agent, I couldn't be one of the reporters in these daily briefings with Jen Psaki. Because when she would say something stupid, which you can always count on, it is with regularity, I would say, well, where are you saying? How are you? They kicked me out. I couldn't be in the club very long. Because I don't know how these reporters sit there and listen to this stuff. And even like Joe Biden said, there hasn't been another president that's done a better job than I have in the first year. You tell me one.
Yeah.
And they all just sat on their hands. They couldn't say anything because if they say something, they're going to be Jim accosted. They're out of there.
Yeah, well, there are 45 previous presidents, any one of which I think could be mentioned as more consequential, having done more in 1 year, except for that one poor guy who gave that really long speech in the cold and died a month later. I guess he may have accomplished less, but and I think Biden would be next. My father has a wonderful expression, which is sort of a kind of a Yogi Berraism. He likes to say with people like this, stop talking and listen to yourselves, or stop talking and listen to yourself. And I think that applies to Jen Psaki and a lot of these other people. Things that come out of their mouths, you just shake your head and think, are these people just flat out lying to us in public, or do they really believe the nonsense coming out of their mouths? I'm not sure which one it is.
Well, that's what happens when you're so ideologically fixed. You're in your silos like this, and this is where the left is. They're so siloed. They don't see the rest of the world, DeRoy. I mean, this is a shock to them. I mean, they were so shocked over Donald Trump getting elected president and what Donald Trump did to make this country so successful in such a short period of time. They just thought it was an absolute anomaly that somehow there had to be some justification in that faux dossier that the Clinton campaign came up with. That was the only way that Donald Trump could have possibly beat Hillary Clinton in 2016.
And, some of them still cling to this Russia narrative, the idea that Donald J. Trump was some kind of a KGB agent or on the payroll of Vladimir Putin. And there's still a lot of them are still quoting this, parroting this nonsense, even though the House Intelligence Committee, the Senate Intelligence Committee, the FBI, and the Mueller investigation, which, by the way, was staffed by, I believe it was 19 pro-Hillary Democrat prosecutors. They all came forward and said there is no evidence that there was any collusion on the part of any American citizen, not least Donald J. Trump, to help the Russians try to interfere with our elections. I mean, the Russians did try to pull a bunch of stuff, but it wasn't with the help of any Americans, not least Donald J. Trump and his team. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was the conclusion from four different federal investigations, including the huge Mueller investigation, which went on for about a year and a half, and I think it was $35 million. But he still, he's a Russian asset. Again, based on nothing other than mythology, and this is all based on that Christopher Steele dossier, which is bought and paid for by Hillary Clinton, the Democrat National Committee, Fusion GPS, and the Perkins Coie pro-Democrat law firm. So the only, and by the way, they got their information from Russian citizens. So the only Russian collusion that actually happened, in fact, was the Democrats using Russian disinformation to smear Donald J. Trump. So there was Russian collusion involved, but it happened on the part of Hillary Clinton and the Democrats, not Donald J. Trump and the Republicans.
Well, I don't know if you've seen the book that was just released from Peter Schweitzer. This is a powerful book and expose, even more so. I thought he did a great job before in talking about Biden Inc. in his previous book, but this one really goes into detail. And, the mainstream media, the left, is going to be hard-pressed to tamp this down. But like everything that Schweitzer comes in, and I've had direct conversations, several with him, I said, Peter, why does it take so long for people, buy in, or even understand what it is that you're reporting on? I mean, because the evidence is there. The documentation is built. It is frustrating, but that's just the way it is. And because the last time in talking about the Clinton Foundation was like over 3 years before the mainstream media, had to report on it. And yet it was, very well known what she had done. In fact, I would not be surprised and had posed this possible theory that part of corporate America's angst was because of the promises Hillary Clinton made for the 2020 elections and how they funded the foundation and all, that they finally said, hey, we're calling in our chips and we're going to get behind Sleepy Joe and reclaim some of our money. And it's fared fairly well for them. I mean, corporate America has done very well under Joe Biden in less than a year.
Yeah, well, Peter Schweitzer is a gentleman I've known since I was in college, actually. We both served on the national board of Young Americans for Freedom back in the mid-80s. So he's a great guy. I admire very much. I'm a big fan of his. I read Clinton Cash, which is a riveting book and gets into tremendous detail on the Clintons' corruption, which is both very wide and very deep. And as you say, the media are not interested in covering this stuff because they like the Clintons. They love the Bidens. And our media are no longer anything approaching objective. They've just become an offshoot of the Democrat National Committee, essentially. And other than Afghanistan, where the situation was such a mess, even they had to say, yeah, this is really screwed up. You know, they've just looked the other way. As you know, they covered up the Hunter Biden story, the so-called laptop from hell, as
Miranda Devine.
Yeah. Yep, and they literally had Twitter block the Twitter page of the New York Post between about mid-October through Election Day. And they subsequently, a lot of people didn't see that story. They couldn't find it. If you tried to share it with people, your Twitter account would be blocked. I mean, they just completely engaged in full-on censorship on this. And they've done studies subsequently that showed, I think, 20% of Biden's voters, had they seen the Hunter Biden story, wouldn't have voted for him. If that were the case, Donald J. Trump would be in the Oval Office today. So the part of the left, mission accomplished. They covered up that information. They kept the wonderful, beautiful aroma around Biden that people couldn't detect the acrid stench of corruption. And he's in the Oval Office, and Donald J. Trump is at Mar-a-Lago. So their censorship achieved what they wanted, which is horrifying. Yeah. And it continues today. Lots of stories just don't get out because the left-wing media have no interest in getting that news to the American people.
Yeah, I maintain that even if they knew about Hunter and they didn't vote, you know, the 17% to 20% who said they wouldn't have voted for Joe Biden, it just would have meant that the Democrats would have cheated that much more harder.
It would have been a lot harder. I mean, they would have had to go through a lot more efforts, you know, steal more ballots, more mystery ballots showing up at, you know, 5 in the morning, coming out of vans with out-of-state plates, as we saw, I believe, at the counting rooms in Detroit, Michigan. So they would have had to go through even jump through a lot more hoops to steal the election rather than the way that they did it, which is a lot more easily than that.
Exactly. Well, going back full circle to these crime policies, that, you know, Biden, as I mentioned, supported all this defunding that everybody knew what this was going to lead to. And no big surprise here. And now you've got cities, you know, trying to reimagine their reimaginings, right?
You have to reimagine their imagination. Yes. Yeah, I think the answer to this, we've reached the point, unfortunately, where we've got the cops basically handcuffed. We have numerous of these left-wing prosecutors who don't want to enforce the law. Some judges are cheering about that and are thrilled to cooperate. Other judges do want to put criminals away who are convicted, but their hands are tied because of bail reform and so on. I think the last step here and the next step and only thing left to do is to arm the American citizens. People ought to be able to have concealed carry weapons, open carry weapons, as the case may be. And I think the mere presence of law-abiding citizens on the streets with guns will put a lot of these criminals, give them a huge sense of caution. And if they decide that they want to go ahead and throw people on subway tracks and engage in carjackings and rape and try to kill people, people need to take their guns out and kill them. Simple as that. Take them out, get them out of society, and get them off the streets once and for all.
There it is. Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, founding member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network, DeRoy Murdoch. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care.
You bet, Bill. Thank you.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay. The final phase.